What's going on, everyone? Casey here, Virginia Game Day, checking in with a big episode. We got Christian Hlinka on the line today, my main man, part of the 2021 College World Series run. So I think you guys will really enjoy that episode. He was a great dude to talk to, and someone I've seen around the ballpark, the dish this year. So look forward to future content with him and all that stuff. In the meantime, we've kind of had a week without baseball. It was exams week, so the guys were off this weekend. I just got back from their first game back, the game against Longwood. That was exciting. Taff hit a big home run down in the eighth inning, I believe, a little insurance run, a couple insurance runs. Also had a RBI single. He's super locked in, pushing for that RBI lead with Jake. It's been exciting to watch. And it was just great to have everyone back at the stadium. You don't realize how much you miss them until they're not there. And this weekend it was like, I wanted to do an episode, but I was like, what am I going to talk about? So then I got Christian on the line and we rewound the clock a little bit. So got that set up, and I'm going to Hawaii next week. So I'm going to do a UVA Hawaii episode. That's the plan. There's plenty of UVA Hawaii connections. So while I'm down there, I'll, bring the mic and do an episode. So a couple things about Longwood. Let me just think. I got to run into the lady who, there was a big heckler at the VCU game last week, and this dude from VCU was just like really heckling. And this lady came down, a UVA fan, and like talked him down and like got in his ear or whatever. And then she had like bluish hair, and I noticed her today at the Longwood game. So I got to talk to her, and she was a great person to meet. So shout out to her. Thank you for calming the heckler down and making everyone in behind home plate enjoy the game a little bit more. Additionally, I wore my Don't Trip Mac Miller hat, which you'll see in the Christian Hlinka interview. And it was someone finally who shouted out Mac Miller, because it's kind of like if you're a Mac Miller fan, he wore that in one of his final performances. And as fans, fans have gone and bought it, including me. So that was cool to have someone shout it out. Now we're gearing up for series at home against Clemson, kind of the last homestand of the year. And then, because the Mount St. Mary's game is canceled next week, we'll get the fifth poster in the series. If everyone's been going on Sundays, they've seen there's four posters have been given out already. This Sunday we get the fifth. And then we have a series against Louisville to end the year and then into the playoffs and hopefully Omaha. So enjoy the interview with Christian about last year's Omaha run. And I appreciate everyone's continued support at Virginia Game Day, virginiagameday.com, and on Slacky Brown Media on YouTube. That's where all Virginia Game Day content is housed. Go Hoos.
Geloff takes off. The swing is a good one. Hit well out to right center field. And this is going to get down off the wall. Christian Hlinka has walked it off here at the dish. Back-to-back walk-off games for the Cardiac Cavaliers.
All right, so we got Christian Hlinka here, a member of 2021 College World Series team with Virginia. Christian, thanks for jumping on with us, man.
Yeah, Casey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So you're still in Charlottesville. What are you currently doing? Where are you headed?
Yep. I hung around for another year. Just couldn't leave quite yet. And, I wanted to cheer these guys on as much as I could. This new team, it's been hell of a lot of fun to watch them this year. I mean, that offense is ridiculous. And, seeing Jake and Tap and Chris and some of these other guys, put up these big numbers has been super fun to see. But, yeah, so I'm getting my master's in commerce here. And which is basically just like a business management program. And I'm about to finish that up. I'll head home for a little bit and then start in the real world in August. So it's a big jump.
That's exciting. So talking about this year's team compared to last year's team, this year's team started out super hot and then kind of like came down to earth. And now they're, trying to get in the upward trajectory again. Whereas last year's team started off a little slow and then really hit the ground running midway. What changed last year? It was like around the Georgia Tech series, I feel like things started to shift a little bit, but what was the mood like and what were the differences?
Yeah, I mean, that's, we talk about it all the time, because there was, after that Georgia Tech series, or actually I think after the first game, because I think we dropped the first game of that series, and back in the hotel, Oak like sat us all down and got into us a little bit. I won't go into any specifics about that, but he flipped the switch in us, I think, kind of turned it all around. And we just looked at it and we're like, what do we have to lose? you know, like, let's just go out there, have a good time playing, you know, go out and play hard, leave it all on the line. I mean, if we come up short, but we played as hard as we could, then there's nothing we can do about it, you know. But, you know, we were just like, listen, I mean, we're at the bottom of it all. Like, you know, I don't think we can really get any lower than this. So we were just like, all right, no pressure, you know, nothing to worry about. Go out there, have a good time. And I guess the rest is history. Ended up working out for the best.
So preseason, were the expectations really high? And then there was a little bit of disappointment around midway, or?
It was like an interesting dynamic because the coaches constantly throughout all preseason were telling us like, don't look at the polls, like don't listen to any of this stuff. It's a brand new season. Because I mean, we came off, you know, the COVID year or the beginning of the COVID year, we were hot. I mean, we were pushing numbers similar to this team, you know, this year's team. I mean, we had 30 home runs in, you know, whatever. We played one ACC series. You know, we had, I think there were like, well, I think it was like me, Jimmy, Geloff, and it might've been Chris. I mean, all the way like four guys with five bombs, you know, in what, you know, 16 games or something like that. So, you know, the numbers were flying and everybody was like playing super well. So obviously the expectations were super high. I mean, we had the entire team returning for the following year and adding some, you know, good young guys. So, you know, it was all there and we're like, oh, we're making a run this year. And then to kind of have it, you know, fall flat on its face early on was, you know, definitely a challenge, a struggle. But I mean, you know, to fail, or it's really important to fail to be able to learn and grow from that, you know. And I mean, people talk about it all the time, but it is true. Like, so, you know, we were kind of on our high horse, even though, you know, we were trying to tell ourselves, hey, you know, don't look at this. Don't look at the polls. Don't look at everything that's being set up too much. You know, take it day by day and take care of what we need to do. So obviously that got away from us a little bit, but you know, we ended up being able to turn it around, and that Omaha run was awesome, man. It was so much fun.
Yeah, you guys definitely did turn around. What do you remember from the Omaha run? I mean, it was the South Carolina portion was really exciting as well. And then into Omaha, you know, what do you remember from those times?
Yeah, I mean, that was a once in a lifetime experience. I was actually talking to Mr. Michaels, Logan's dad, last week at the Virginia Tech series. He was saying how, like, he's like, it is even more rare to go to Omaha than like to get drafted. I mean, you see all these kids like getting drafted and stuff like that, you know, and, you know, trying to make it to the bigs. But like, how many of them actually get to go to Omaha and play, right? I mean, you end up with eight teams every year there. I mean, it's an unbelievable experience and super special. So, I mean, it's something I'll never forget. Absolutely. But yeah, that Columbia regional run was really fun. I mean, I wish that COVID wasn't a thing because I think we would have ended up hosting super. It was something similar to the 2015, right? Like where, like the 3-4 teams knocked off the 1-2 and then we came back and played, you know, Maryland at UVA. I think if COVID wasn't a thing, we were coming home and playing Dallas Baptist here in Charlottesville, which would have been, you know, an unbelievable atmosphere. But the Virginia faithful traveled really well down to Columbia, you know, and the experience was awesome. My roommate Devin, you know, hitting that walk-off home run was, you know, I mean, unbelievable. So that was really cool. I'm not gonna lie to you, we were really ready to leave Columbia when by the time we were gone. I mean, nobody liked that place. Definitely could not see myself being down there for school for sure, but you know, being there 2 weeks, I mean, it was a lot of fun. You know, we were
did
there
you stay or did you go back and back
so
and
we were yeah we were there for 2 weeks straight.
Damn.
Yeah, so I mean that ended up becoming our like home field because I mean we were the home team, you know, so like yeah, we were there yeah. for two, we won the regional, and we there was a down week because it's the, you know, the regional ends on the weekend and then we pick up next weekend with the super. So we stayed through the entire week. I think one of our ops guys ended up like driving home to get like stuff that guys needed, you know, cause we weren't expecting to be there for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So
like,
nobody all right. So everything. You need your shoes.
Yeah. Guys need contact. I mean, stuff like that, you know, like contacts, like, you know, change of underwear or whatever. Like, you know, it was like that sort of thing. So like, you know, they had to run home and grab some extra stuff actually and bring it back down the next day. Yeah, I mean, it was honestly super fun. Like, I mean, even though we didn't like the area, it was really cool just to be around there with the guys. I mean, like I said, it became our home field. So we ended up like taking over South Carolina's field. I mean, we'd go over there and like lift and, you know, hit when we wanted to. I mean, they were super awesome about it. I mean, the South Carolina program, you know, really, really cool. And they made the experience awesome, but yeah, it was really, really cool for sure.
So then I remember you guys also had like a day where you went to one of the alumni's house or something like that.
Yeah. We did do that. I forgot about that. That was actually a lot of fun. I mean, really nice family. It was such an awesome experience. And they had a, you know, pretty sick house too, on a nice golf course. And we were just chilling by the pool. I mean, cornhole, basketball, I mean, everything that you could think of, you know, some guys were out there fishing. So it was like really cool just to kind of like get away a little bit, you know, a little bit of an escape. And see, the thing is like, and I was talking to my roommates about this actually the other week, the biggest thing that I was missing, like in college baseball, I think compared to like playing club ball or being on the road with like those guys when I was younger was like, you would go to those perfect game tournaments, right, for like a week or whatever, and you would like be there with the family. Like what we would always do instead of getting a hotel for a week, we'd always go with a couple of families and teammates I was really close with, and we'd like get an Airbnb. And so we get like this big house. We all be like chilling there for like a week, basically a vacation together and playing baseball. Yeah. Awesome experience. And that's what I was saying I missed at, you know, in college, like, especially because like my, you know, my first couple of years, we didn't win. And, you know, we missed the tournament entirely, which was, you know, obviously incredibly frustrating and disappointing, but being able to like see that my senior year or my, you know, my fourth year last year, and like just being with the guys, like as a team, not, you know, in Charleston, not like solely focused on baseball, so to speak, more like being able to do like that family stuff, you know, like the barbecue, like going to the house, like, you know, we're hanging out together, you know, in the hotel room when we're in South Carolina, like the camaraderie and how much closer we got as a team between like the players and even like the coaches and their families were down there and stuff. I mean, same thing with Omaha, like that, you know, brought the relationships to the next level. And it was, you know, super fun to be a part of and super cool to experience.
Yeah. Summer ball and like those sorts of like big tournaments were always more fun to me than like playing, you know, regular season high school games, or I played in junior college, or like the junior, like the spring break trip with junior in junior college is really fun.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when you get to go away and kind of, you know, hang out with the guys for that weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, they're playing in nice stadiums and shit, you know.
100%. And like, that's the cool thing about Omaha too, is like all the coaches' families were out there with us. And what they do is they just get like in the hotel we're in, they just get almost an entire floor. The entire level is like all like base, you know, UVA people, whether it's like, you know, parents, fans, but like all the coaches' families are there. So like their rooms are like, you know, 20 doors down from like where all the players are. So like we're passing them constantly, you know, in the hallway or seeing them in the lobby or, you know, getting food, whatever it is, you know. And that's what I'm saying. Like that's where like that's the experience.
Changes
like
the dynamic probably a little bit, you know.
100%. That's, yeah. I mean, I got so much, I mean, playing with, you know, Justin Armistead's kids, for example, and, you know, like, and, or like, you know, Coach Matt, like, Seymour's, you know, I mean, like all the, like just being able to see like they're, you know, the young kids in the hallway, like messing around with them, you know, they love to interact and see us. So, I mean, it was a super cool experience.
Yeah, it was awesome for the fans too. I mean, to like pick it up and kind of ride that wave. It was really fun, man.
Oh, let me just pull this out for you real quick here. I had it sitting right here next to me. So,
oh shit.
Figured out to bring it out and give it a little.
That is sweet, man. When, yep. Did you guys get those this year?
We got them. Yes, I think we got them in the fall, either the fall or like early preseason.
Did you ever wear it?
Yeah, I've worn it a couple of times. They're pretty cool. Yeah, they got them decked out. We got our like names and numbers on this side. And then we got like ACC.
Yeah,
that Cavaliers on there, and then the front part's you know, pretty cool. So yeah, I've worn it. I'll wear it, like, you know, I have like the pro guys do it or whatever, where it's like, you know, or like a big event or something like that. Like you'll wear it. So you only bring it out like on like, you know, if you're dressed up nice or whatever it might be. So I flashed it a couple of times, mainly just, you know, showing people and stuff.
Yeah, and you got the College World Series logo out on the outfield wall. That's there forever, you know.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yep, College World Series on that 2021, and then and it was awesome getting that 2021 back up on the tournament thing on the back of the scoreboard too. You know, that tournament list, because we missed it for a couple of years. So
yeah. So backing it up a little bit, I won't keep it too much longer. Why? How did you choose UVA to begin with?
Yeah, I mean that's a great question. It's crazy. So Coach Max saw me my sophomore year of high school. It was just at the end of the high school season, beginning summer ball, up in New Jersey. They do this like big underclassmen games tournament, or actually just one game. It was like an all-star game for like the top like 100 high school players in New Jersey. They have it at Diamond Nation. So that was the first time I think Coach Max saw me. And I had some really good BP rounds and you know, had some really good at bats against some top notch arms. I know one of the kids was committed to Duke, so I'm sure he'd like to see that matchup, like within, you know, future ACC matchup.
Yeah.
And then he followed me for 2 weeks afterwards, going into like summer ball, and, you know, kind of just like following along with our team for a little bit. And I was down there on a visit. I was actually supposed to visit. I had a really good, you know, first like weekend or two of summer ball, so I was supposed to visit, I think, like 3 or 4 AC schools within like a 2 week span. Right. I think UVA was the first one, and then I was gonna hit. Maybe I think I was going to like go up to like Pitt and BC, and then head down to North Carolina But I went to UVA and like checked it out. And I was like, honestly, I didn't really want to go like to any of these other places either. Like, I don't really want to travel around and, you know, spend all that time doing that. I mean, just, you know, just me sounding lazy. But so, you know, saw UVA and loved it. I mean, a big thing for me when I was going through the whole recruiting process was to find, find a school that had or used baseball to get into a really good academic school and save money. I mean, that's always been an important thing to me.
That's
good. You know, so, I mean, UVA had the best of everything, you know, the best of both worlds. I mean, the other school that I was like, you know, I liked a lot was Princeton. I mean, a little bit closer to home, but the problem with the Ivy Leagues is that they're a senior year commitment in high school because they need 4 years of your high school transcript. So I was like, this is my sophomore year. You know, I can't pass up on, you know, these opportunities where these ACC schools are coming in, you know, interested in me after this weekend. So UVA was the best of both. I mean, what they call it, you know, the Ivy League of the South.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you know, some people call it. So it's the best of both. I mean, you know, top-notch Power Five baseball program on top of, you know, academics that, you know, rival those Northeastern Ivies. So ended up loving it. I mean, love the coaches, you know, like family, you know, Coach Max, like the second dad to me. I mean, everything ended up fitting and falling into place. And, you know, I've loved it. I couldn't leave. I needed a fifth year here to hang out. So
it's basically first school you visited, commit.
So actually, no, it wasn't the first school. It was the first school that year. Sorry, I was like a little confused about that. The first school that ever recruited me, I visited, was Wake Forest. That was my freshman year of high school.
Oh, cool.
I had a good perfect game tournament down in Georgia, and Wake saw me. You know, their stadium, I don't know if you've ever been down there, but they have a 300-foot launching pad in right field, so they love lefty hitters.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so, you know, they liked what they saw a lot, and I was down on the visit there freshman year. And, I mean, I love – honestly, what I say is, if it wasn't the first school that I saw, it would have been an extremely difficult decision to make, because I mean, Wake Forest is beautiful. You know, the fit was really well in terms of baseball, like, you know, being a, you know, big, like, you know, power guy lefty at that field. I mean, the academics there are very, very competitive as well. But as the first school, I was like, I'm a 15-year-old kid walking around a college campus, you know, like, how do I know what I want?
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, yeah, right. And so I tried to like kind of, you know, keep it along with them, like going into sophomore year, and I guess interest from them fell off a little bit. And then there are a lot of local schools that were interested, you know, like St. John's, Seton Hall, Lehigh.
Rutgers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know if Rutgers ever really, their program's kind of, they were interested in some of my teammates for summer ball. But it was like a lot of like, kind of like those local areas. And then, like I said, that summer, a lot of like the big, you know, like the bigger, like a lot more ACC schools and, you know, some SEC, they started to, you know, become interested, and that's kind of like really where it picked up. But I mean, looking at UVA, like, you know, I like kind of sat back and looked at all the other schools. I'm like, what can rival that? You know, what is better than this? I mean, great. I mean, UNC might, you know, be similar in terms of like academics and, you know, campus and everything like that. But I was like, I mean, this is it. You know, UVA is, I love Virginia. I mean, it's awesome. So
you made the right choice for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
I had a buddy, one of my college teammates, went and played at St. Peter's in New Jersey.
Oh, really? My dad played at St. Peter's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's my dad's alma mater. Yep. So we were watching when they were making the run to the
I got back in touch with them. I hadn't talked to them in like almost a decade.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, and they're making that run in the you know, Final Four or whatever, to the Elite Eight. I'm like, dang, it's crazy.
I know. I reconnected with them. I'm like, hey man, this run made me think of you. Like, what's up? How you been?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No. My dad jokes about how they played in a rec center park, like, for when they didn't have, like, that's what their home field. You know, they just had a park and, or a baseball field, a park, and that's what they were playing on.
Dude, my first year of JUCO, we didn't have a home field at all. They were building it, so
that's
every
crazy.
Game we played that year was on the road.
That, oh my gosh, on the road. Oh
yeah, every game was on the road.
Can't imagine traveling that much.
It was the worst. Oof. But it was fun, you know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Christian, man, I appreciate you jumping on, and we'll definitely do something again. Virginia plays tonight, I know, and then they got a couple home series, and then a series in Louisville to end the year.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Casey, thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to, you know, being able to chat a little bit more, and hopefully I'll run into you at a few of these, you know, maybe either tonight or the Clemson series.
You know, bro.
Awesome.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.